And good morning. This is Ask the Expert with Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings. If you have any questions for our expert, just give us a call right now at 462-2511.
And good morning. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, it is time to Ask the Expert, Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings. Thomas is in each and every Thursday morning, and we get to answer some questions. We get to ask some questions, find out about the cool new stuff that you guys have out of Computer Hardware. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brad.
It is another day where we've got a couple of questions, in fact, and some of them came directly to you. You've got the sheet of all the questions, and I was going to say, we talked about them before the show starts, but I've already forgotten them. I know there were a couple of, there was a Mac question. Somebody has an Apple computer and has a little bit of an issue with it.
Yeah, a little bit of an issue. This customer called into our store and asked a question about it. I thought it would be pretty nice to mention it, just in case if this does happen to you. And this customer has a Mac, and he had an issue. There's a way to able to zoom in on a certain part of your screen, and he had the issue of it being zoomed in and not being able to zoom out.
Okay.
So we went through a couple of troubleshooting things, and to get out of that, if you can't, there normally, when I've used this function, to get in and out was to hold the control button on the keyboard, and then you can scroll up or down to zoom in and out of that zoom. But this particular issue didn't want to do that with that type of key combination. So what we found out was if you hold the Option Command button and press the minus button next to the zero on the number row pad, you're able to actually, it'll just default to the regular views for your screen, so it'll take you out of that zoom.
Okay, so why would somebody want to have the zoom in option on their computer?
It's kind of nice just to, if there's some lettering or some small print on the screen that you can't see, that's one good useful thing of that zoom is for. So I think that's probably what most people use it for.
All right, so just something that you accidentally hit the buttons, it did it, and then you forgot what you pushed to get back out of it.
Yeah, and some people don't even realize that and accidentally go into that feature, that zoom feature. So that's the way to get it out is the key combination. And again, that's Option Command, and then you press the minus button right next to the zero button on the number row.
All right, an interesting little problem, something you probably don't deal with every day, but like many problems out of Computer Hardware, if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I've got something that I don't know what I did, I don't know what's working right, I don't know, you guys can help them out. We'll research the answer, find whatever needs to happen to make everything right again.
Yeah, we're there to help you out, and you know, there's so many different things that you can do with a computer, and so many things that happen on your computer, and we're there to guide you through it and get a solution for you.
All right, and Thomas, you've got another question you brought in, and we always take questions, Computer Hardware at khasradio.com, or just call 402-463-1230. We'll get you in. You have got a question about somebody who bought a notebook recently, one of the netbooks, one of the small little portable computers, the laptops, that doesn't have a CD drive in it, and they were wondering, how do they put stuff on it? How do they install software? In the past, you just stick the CD in. This computer doesn't even have a CD drive. How does that work?
Yeah, there's you got a couple options. A lot of the companies now are making their programs downloadable. It's just a lot easier to and faster to get their programs onto your computer, and you know, it obviously saves them money, so they don't have to print it out on CDs or DVDs. But if you do have software that you do currently own and did receive this new netbook that you have that doesn't have that capabilities of using a CD or DVD drive, you can actually get an external CD-DVD drive that normally connects USB, so you can install it, that type of software on your...
Would this also be for somebody that has like a music CD or a DVD that they want to watch or put information on that small computer that doesn't have the one built in? Could that USB CD drive work for that?
Yeah, it'd work perfect for that, especially, again, like you said, with the music. You know, a lot of people still may have CDs still, And to put them on your computer, that's the only way you can do it, unless you go to another computer, put it on that computer, and then transfer it over to the netbook, which is, you know, takes a lot of time and just is a lot of work. So what's nice is the USB products that they make out there, able to really easily connect to it and use the CD drive.
All right, a cool thing. You can pick up one of those CD drives, and I would assume that they probably aren't the most expensive things in the world, as there's probably a lot of people that want to have them.
Yeah, it's not too bad, actually. It depends on what you want. You know, you can just get the regular CD, DVD drives. They're normally about $60. If you wanted the burning capabilities, they're around $99.
All right, so it all depends kind of on what you're looking to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. They have a couple different options, and it's available. So if you wanted to come in, and we got a couple of them in stock that you could check out.
All right, this would maybe even work. I've got a computer here at the station that the CD drive on it doesn't work. It used to work. I don't know what happened. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't open. It doesn't. It just doesn't work. Would that be something, a solution for somebody who has just like a regular computer that maybe the CD drive died on it, a laptop computer, a desktop computer, or something went wrong?
Yeah, it's not exclusively just for netbooks. You could use it for any type of computer that, like you said, in that situation where a CD drive is broken and you actually, you know, and you could use it on multiple computers also. So it's not exclusively for the netbook. You can use it on different various different types of computers.
All right, cool. An external CD drive plugs in via USB. If you are in need of one, Computer Hardware is where you can find it. Computer Hardware is right in between Allen's and Burlington on 2nd Street. Thomas, we call the show Ask the Expert. We give people a chance to write in and call in with their questions. Had a couple of write-in questions already. Let's get to a call-in question. Somebody on the line this morning wants to call up and ask Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware a question. Good morning. You're on the air with us.
Good morning. Can you tell me, on your email, when you accidentally erase something, put in the trash, how do you recycle that?
Hmm. So you accidentally deleted an email?
Yes.
Well, you know, what type of email do you have, and is there a program that you're using?
I just go through Windstream email and delete it, and it's in the trash. And someone told me I could recycle it, to retrieve it back.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, normally it's in that actually trash folder. So if you go to that trash folder, you should be able to actually like select it or check mark it normally and move it back into your inbox.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Hopefully just a quick little solution, and you never have to be ashamed if you need to ask a little question like that. I've done it many times myself. And hopefully that works for him, Thomas.
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. A lot of people, you know, when they actually think that they might, you know, might have deleted a message, a lot of times it'll just go into the trash. As long as you don't empty the trash, obviously, then you can still retrieve that message. So,
just because it's in the trash, it's kind of like if you were to throw something in the trash at your house, as long as the garbage man hasn't come and picked it up, it's still there. You can go and still retrieve it.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I do that too, where I accidentally delete multiple messages that I you know, thought about, and was like, I think I actually need to read that message.
Seems important.
Yeah, it seems very important, and that the convenience of that is always nice, just because of, you know, you never know if you actually really need to read it. So the trash part is very nice to be able to retrieve it back.
All right, and this actually would have kind of apply the same theory to not only email messages, but just regular files on your computer. If you delete something and then go, wait, did I delete that? Do I need it? Or did I delete the wrong version? And there's actually a lot of ways that you can go back in, and even maybe if you've emptied the trash, I know we talked about this maybe a month or two ago, that you can get stuff out maybe even after you've emptied that recycle bin.
Yeah, there are some recovery apps that if you accidentally totally deleted or emptied the trash of – or the recycle bin is what it's called on your computer, there is a chance. I'm not going to say it's 100%, you know, depending on how much you've used your computer ever since you deleted that file, there are some programs that do recover different types of files like pictures and documents and things like that that you're able to use and possibly be able to recover those files.
All right. This wouldn't be able to go back 3 months ago probably and find something, but maybe yeah. If you deleted something this morning and you needed it, that would be the best time to try to find something like that.
Yeah, that is. And there's a free program that you could try out, and you can actually put this on a flash drive, so you don't have to, when you install new files on your computer, you have a chance of risking of overwriting that that file that you may be trying to recover. So a lot of people put this program on a flash drive, and you can just run it from there, and it's called Recuva. R-E-C-U-V-A, which is a free download that you can go on online, and it's from the people that made from the same people that made CCleaner, which is a very popular program to kind of clean up your computer a little bit.
All right, it's a cool thing, and hopefully eliminate some of that. I just did something bad feeling. I've had that before.
Yep, I'm as guilty as well. I've deleted some pictures that I thought I didn't need or had backed up, and go to find out that they weren't. And just to be able to recover that is gives you that peace of mind that you might be able to do that.
All right, Recuva, R-E-C-O-V-A, correct?
Oh, it's actually R-E-C-U-V-A.
All right, See, that's a tricky spelling.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's not normal. I've never seen it spelled like that.
But. All right. Well, that's how they do it, and that's what the program is called, and that's how you can maybe get your files back. We're talking with Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware this morning. Ask the experts, and had a couple of great questions. But Thomas, one of the things that you mentioned that you might want to mention today is an update to a program that lots and lots of people are using to get onto the internet. It's called Firefox.
Yeah, they've finally come out with a new version. I think it's 4.0 is what it is. Mozilla is the company that makes it. It's a very popular web browser a lot of people use. And the new version is supposed to be faster, a different interface. It is different. I've actually downloaded it, and it looks different. Not as much, the menu options are now all in one button, so that's kind of convenient, but it's something that you can check out and download. I think they've got over 4 million downloads already on it, so it's being downloaded by a lot of people and being used, too.
All right, let's make sure everybody's on the same page. You said a web browser. What is a web browser?
Well, a web browser is what you use to go on different websites. You know, if you wanted to go and do a Google search or anything like that, you need a web browser to be able to get on the internet and view different sites and do different things. So that's what a web browser is. And if you're familiar with like Internet Explorer, or if you're on the Mac, a lot of people use Safari, which is Apple's own web browser. Those are all the different types of web browsers that you can actually use.
All right, so there's more ways to get on the internet than just clicking on that blue E.
Yeah, there's more ways to do it. A lot of have their own different strengths and things like that. Some of them may be faster than the other. Some people might like the interface better, the look of it, the feel of it. And there are just those are a few of them, and Google also has their own called Chrome, which is another popular one also. But a web browser is basically what you use to get on the internet and surf on there.
All right, I have gone ahead, and in the time that you were talking about it, I have downloaded the Firefox 4, and I was going to say it's pretty darn snappy. It's quick. It loads. Everything looks the same as if I was using Internet Explorer, It just looks like it's a pretty nice piece of software.
Yeah, it is. Somehow they've made it faster. You know, we can get technical with that, but it is faster, and you can also sync it. You can actually now sync your settings and your bookmarks with your Android phones too. So that's kind of a neat feature.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's something that make it more convenient for you to be able to surf the internet on your phones also.
All right, I'm pulling up the Computer Hardware Inc. .com website, Computer Hardware INC. Everything looks like it's loading. It's fast. It's there. And, this is a free download. So there's really not a lot of things that would prevent you from maybe trying it out. You know, it just might work better for whatever websites you visit.
Yeah, again, you have nothing to lose, and Firefox, a very reputable web browser used by a lot of people. So, you know that the improvements that they made are going to be beneficial to you.
All right. So what's the website that people would go to download this?
They can go to www.firefox.com.
All right, firefox.com. And like we said, it's free. You just click on it, download it, and it installs pretty quick, and you're on the internet.
Yep, they make the Windows and Mac version, so both platforms are able to be able to use it.
Okay. What are is there more security with using Firefox, or is it just kind of a preference thing? Are there some big glaring benefits that would make using Firefox better?
That's a good question. I really haven't played around with it too much. You know, I actually use multiple browsers just because I just like to test them out. So I haven't tested this one out really. There hasn't been really anything glaring for me that's stood out yet. You know, I think they still say that Google Chrome is one of the fastest ones out there. So I'd have to compare both of them to see which one's faster. But nothing that stands out to me right now except the interface. It is different.
All right. So maybe if you play around with it, you'll find something at a later date. But nothing that would be too awful different from people that are used to Internet Explorer. Most things are still in the same place. You don't have to try something drastic to get to the websites or anything like
that? Yeah, nothing really. I mean, other than the menu button, like, you know, when you normally have file, edit, view up at the top of your window, they now have it where it's just a menu button and then you can access everything there. So that's one big thing, I guess, that would stand out to me, and that's kind of convenient for people to tweak and change different settings.
All right, Thomas, we are actually out of time. If people want to find out more, they can get a hold of you at Computer Hardware, computerhardwareinc.com. Otherwise, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, Brad.
Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware.